Solar energy had a banner year in 2014. As more and more U.S. households make their own electricity with solar panels, they're paying less to electric utilities, and that's making the utilities a little nervous. In some states, those companies are fighting back. Lauren Sommer of member station KQED and Dan Boyce of member station KUNC tell us how sunny California and Colorado are handling the rise of solar.
There's a quiet war going on. A slow, simmering battle between electric utilities and solar companies.
You probably haven't noticed this clash because it's happening one house at a time. Example, Barb Gifford and her husband Don Duggar are standing out in front of their place in Boulder, Colorado.
And they're watching the installation of their new rooftop solar system.
These are the kind of days in Colorado you go, oh my gosh, we should have solar. Because it's sunny, it's bright, it's blue.
For Don and Barb, the time feels right because solar has gotten a lot cheaper in the last few years.
Definitely cut our dependency on Xcel down dramatically by doing it that way.
Xcel Energy is their utility. Duggar thinks these panels could provide 80% of the power they use. That's power they won't have to buy from Xcel.
In fact, Xcel has to buy excess power from them.
That's a concern.
Xcel VP of Policy and Strategy, Frank Prager.
That's why we're trying to address it today before it gets to be too big a concern.
Let's explain for a second. If you put solar panels on your roof, most likely you're still going to be hooked up to the traditional electric grid. So you can still turn on the TV if the sun isn't shining.
But if the sun is shining, most state laws require your utility to pay you for any extra power you're feeding back onto the grid. And in California, it's starting to add up.
We have far and away the most customer solar.
That's Jonathan Marshall, a spokesman for Pacific Gas and Electric, which is the major utility in Northern California. It's home to a quarter of all the rooftop solar systems in the country.
And Marshall says with such low bills, solar customers aren't paying their share of keeping up the electric grid.
In fact, they use the grid more than almost anyone because they're selling power back into it.
So PG&E and California's two other major utilities are proposing a big change to make up lost revenue.
A fixed monthly charge that everyone would pay. $10 a month, $120 a year. The fee may not sound like much, but to solar companies, it's a direct attack.
Investor-owned utilities across the country are fighting rooftop solar.
That's Sanjay Ranchod of Solar City, the largest solar company in both California and Colorado.
He says the extra fee would make solar a harder sell for his company.
For a company that has depended on a monopoly, competition from Solar City or any other solar company is scary.
He says it also makes solar less attractive at a time when states are trying to encourage renewable energy.
UC Berkeley economist Severin Borenstein says this whole debate shows solar is a disruptive technology, kind of like cell phones were to landlines.
I think there's a big question in the electricity industry right now about what will happen to utilities and what their business model will be 10 or 20 or 30 years from now.
There's actually a name for the way solar is cutting into the utility business model.
The death spiral.
The more customers go solar, the more revenue utilities lose, so they have to raise prices to make it up.
But higher prices entice even more customers to go solar,
which creates a cycle
spiraling out of control. Borenstein says that's why utilities may need to consider a new business model. Instead of being power companies, they could become electric grid companies,
where they don't actually bring electricity in, they just shuffle it around between one house and another.
At Don Duggar and Barb Gifford's house in Colorado, they actually feel defiant about it, like the writing's on the wall.
Xcel either changes to match technology or they're going to get left behind.
In states with a lot of solar, that struggle is already playing out. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Sommer in San Francisco.
And I'm Dan Boyce in Denver.